Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm so happy to stay 9 more years here, and it's like I say before, it's my second home. I'm happy to play here and enjoy time all the time, see you guys, everyone, and just happy, and all my family happy too, and just can't wait when season starts.
Man, Kirill's happy to be here, happy to get the bag. I think that Wild fans, well, I anticipate that Wild fans are excited that he will stay in Minnesota. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline to talk some hockey will be Kevin Gore from FanDuel Sports. And KG, it's been a while since we chatted, but man, hockey season is here, and I know that there's nobody more excited for the Wild to drop the puck on this season than you.
I'm excited, and great to chat with you, Henry. Yesterday was a really pivotal day for the organization. And I think that there kind of been, I don't want to call it a cloud, but there'd been kind of a hushed tone over training camp, knowing that Kirill hadn't signed. I think we all assumed before camp got going, before he hit the ice, that deal would be done. And when it wasn't, then the panic started to kind of hit. And I think especially if you watched how the players handled the news yesterday, I think, you know, to a man, they were pretty excited. When a superstar decides to not only stay, but commit to 9 years now, as Kirill just said in that soundbite, he believes this team can win, because that was really, I think, going to be what tipped the scale one way or the other, is if Kirill thought this team could win. He's watched one of his best friends, Dmitry Kulikov, win a cup the last 2 years with the Panthers down in Florida. And if you know him, like a lot of us know him that cover this team, he is a very driven young man, and he really just loves playing hockey, and he wants to win. And so it's a big commitment, and certainly the Wild had to pay to get him, but it sure is a good sign that things are going in the right direction for Billy Guerin, for John Hines, and this team.
Were you ever concerned that there was a possibility that he would not stay in Minnesota with regards to a contract extension?
I wasn't worried all summer. I got the question a lot out of Canterbury, a lot of hockey fans out in the paddock. I'll be honest, when he didn't sign right away in training camp, I started to worry. Because once he hits the ice, and he's able to be out there playing, if he gets hurt, it puts both the team and Kirill in a really bad spot. So, now, he didn't skate a ton, but the fact that he was on the ice at training camp without an extension, that's when I first started to get a little bit worried. Knowing him, I never truly thought he wanted to leave. Kirill is a really low-key guy. He doesn't crave big crowds and big attention. He's almost sheepish when some of that is thrown his way. And we've had a couple of conversations about our favorite cities to visit. We both loved going to New York. We both said the same thing. Way too many people don't want to live there, fun to visit. And so, knowing him as well as I thought I did, I'm like, huh, I wonder why this hasn't happened. And so, it came down to the money, and his agent is a pit bull, and he did a great job for Kirill, and he got a great contract, the biggest that this league has ever seen. And so credit to him, and I get it. But the bottom line is this would have been devastating if the Wild lost him.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm so happy. I mean, I feel like, though, that fans haven't expressed their excitement that he's staying here the way that I thought that they would. Any thoughts on that?
Well, it depends on the fans. Like last night, the really cool video they did, and congratulations to Kirill and the people that were there. And it was probably a typical preseason game, 60-70% full last night in the building, and they gave him a great raucous applause, and he acknowledged the fans. I think because of social media, the world's a little different now, and people form their opinions based on what they read and what they see. And unfortunately, you know, on social media, there are an awful lot of opinions, and a lot of them are negative. And I think it's important that people kind of sift through this and understand what was at stake here. And if you think the Wild are overpaying Kirill Kaprizov, that's fine. Billy Guerin did the only thing he could do. And Craig Leopold's an owner that is fully committed to trying to win a Stanley Cup. He's borderline obsessed with doing this. And if you're a fan of this hockey team, how can you not applaud that? And then on the flip side, if they're overpaying Kirill, let's just say you think they are, then how good's that Matt Boldy contract right now, 7 years for $7 million per year, when Matt Boldy is knocking at the door of superstardom in this league and validated that last year in the Four Nations tournament, and a very similar contract with Brock Faber, who's another rising superstar on the blue line. So I think all boats will rise. And when you've got a superstar like Kirill Kaprizov, the team is better on and off the ice, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. We're talking to Kevin Gore, joining us here, talking hockey on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. That's the good news. I think they were all stoked for that. But there was some bad news with regards to Jesse Zuccarello, the injury there. Just give me your thoughts on that, because it sounds like he's going to be out the next couple of months.
Yeah, it does sound like it's an 8-week time period for Zuccarello. And most Wild fans know that he is a really key cog, specifically on the Wild power play. That, to me, will be the biggest challenge in the early part of the schedule, which is hard. They start on the road again. They've got a bunch of road games in October. They've got three back-to-backs in the first couple weeks of this season. And Zuccarello can really be a difference maker in power play situations. The silver lining for me, Henry, is this. Zuccarello is at the back end of his career, and the idea of him playing a full 82-game schedule probably is a pipe dream. So now you're going to trim his workload down to probably closer to 50 or 55 games. So you're going to have, a better version of Zuccarello if and when the Wild make the playoffs. And what this does now is it opens up a slot in those top six forwards, those top two lines. And so now young players, whether it's Danilo Yurov or a Liam Ogren or a Hunter Haight, who's had a great training camp, there is a window of opportunity for one of those young guys to get an elevated role and for them to prove that they can be a go-to player on the offensive side for this hockey club. So there is certainly some positivity in what is clearly 8 weeks without one of your best, if not your very best, playmakers in Matt Zuccarello.
How confident are we in the fact that this team will have better goaltending this year?
Man, if we can get exactly what we got from Philip Gustafson last year, career high, 58 games played, a career high, 31 wins, a career high, 5 shutouts, then everything is cool. And he did that with Marc-Andre Fleury, and I think that the pressure probably ratchets up a little bit now that he's got the youngster underneath him in Jesper Wallstedt, a fellow Swede. But I do think that these two guys are good buddies, and they push each other. And I think, you know, listening to Bill Guerin and John Hines talk about what they've seen behind closed doors with Gustafson, they've seen a kid that a couple years ago was kind of happy-go-lucky, a couple years came into camp, wasn't in the absolute best shape. And Bill Guerin said it this way. He's come in this year with an edge. And it's almost like it's my crease, and Jesper's going to have to work his butt off even to get 15 or 20 games because I want to be out there. And he's trained the right way. He's come into camp. He looks good. And I think, you know, the challenge now is Can Wallstead be the guy that Flower was last year? What got lost in the shuffle with all the injuries and all the drama of the Wild, you know, finally punching their ticket in game 82 to the playoffs and doing so shorthanded for months to close the year, is how good both those goalies were. Breakout year for Gustafson, no doubt about it. Marc-Andre Fleury played damn good hockey last year, and so you need your number two guy to play roughly 25 games and play at a high level. Those aren't throwaway games. And a lot of times they're second and back-to-back. They're short travel. They're, you know, late nights where the backup gets the call the next night after you've gone from Pittsburgh to Washington and you're on a little less sleep. But, you know, Fleury did that and really stabilized that position. So to me, I don't worry as much about Gustafson. I want to see Jesper Wallstedt take that next big step in his career and duplicate what Fleury did last year. If they get that, they're a playoff team, and they're a dangerous team when they get there, because when this team is healthy, they've got some really good young talent, and we haven't even talked about Zeke Boyum and some of the progress he has made, another prized young prospect in this organization at age 19 that's going to get an extended, if not a full season of work at the NHL level, and I don't think we've even scratched the surface with what that kid can do.
Couple of final questions for Kevin Gore from FanDuel Sports, joining us here on the Late Show News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, so expectation-wise, what should Wild fan expect from the Minnesota Wild, and do you expect this team to be in the postseason?
I 100% do expect them to be in the postseason, and I think if this team is going to be the window of opportunity for this club as a cup contender, as soon as that contract extension was signed yesterday, now we're ready. And this is the time we've been waiting for. The Suter and Parisi contract is gone. Billy Guerin's got room to make moves within this season, specifically at the trade deadline. You've got young talent assembled. You've got proven veterans, some of which we've just talked about in Kaprizov, Boldy, guys like Eck, Faber on the back end. So this is it. Tough division, really tough conference, not a lot of room for error. As I mentioned, a very difficult schedule early in the year with a bunch of road games. But my expectation is somewhere between 95 and 105 points, contend for a division title, make the postseason, and let's talk about it. Let's just throw it out there. The biggest challenge for this team is not making the playoffs. It's getting past the first round, something that hasn't happened in over a decade. And they played great hockey last year in that series against Vegas, and a couple of breaks didn't go their way. But they've got to get that monkey off their back. To me, that makes or breaks the success level of this season. Getting into the second round and starting to now build towards making a cup run, because I believe it, as long as Kirill Kaprizov is here, you've got the type of superstar that Stanley Cup seemed to follow. If you look at the history of that championship, there's always that guy on every team. Going back to when I was a kid, watching Wayne Gretzky. This is the guy we just signed for the next 9 years. And I believe that this is our window in the next five specifically with the young talent they've assembled. And now it's time to go out there and get the job done.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here, KJ. I'm absolutely 100% going to put you on the spot. I know that you can take the heat. Who is the best player in the history of the Minnesota Wild?
It's not close. It's Kirill Kaprizov. And there's a big gap to Marian Gaborik, in my opinion, when it comes down to the second best player that this organization has ever seen. It is Kirill Kaprizov. Before, and again, last year he missed half the season, so it's tough to look at those numbers. The three previous seasons, he had 40-plus goals and was close to scoring 50 in one of those goals. And I believe if he stays healthy this year and plays 75-plus games, he will get to 50 goals. This is a guy that last year, before he got hurt, halfway through the season, was the betting favorite for the Hart Trophy. These are uncharted waters for this organization. Marian Gaborik was an unbelievably talented guy. He had a speed game that was really as good as it gets in that one aspect of the game. Kirill Kaprizov is just a more dynamic player. He can do more things physically. He can move the puck and see the rink at a different level. And he's right now, in my opinion, a top 10 player in this league. And to me, it's, without a question, the best player that's ever put on a Minnesota Wild sweater.
All right, I got some good news and bad news here, all in wrapped in one.
Okay.
The good news is that, you know, over the – well, maybe this is good news. I don't want to speak for you. But, you know, you're somebody that travels with the team and you are just fully, you know, into Wild hockey 24/7 during the course of the regular season and postseason. Over the holiday season, which is the Christmas holidays and going into New Year and all that, man, you guys got a massive road trip. That looks like, hold on, let me read this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. A 7-game road trip, right?
That's, it's 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks. It's from the final home game is December the 23rd against Nashville. That's a Tuesday. Then you guys are gone. Their next game is Saturday, December the 27th. They don't return back to Minneapolis, or not Minneapolis, St. Paul, until Saturday, January the 10th against the New York Rangers. But I bring this up because you're going to be with the Wild, and I'm going to be watching the World Juniors in St. Paul.
Yes, you are, and you're so lucky to have that opportunity. It's one of the only times I've looked at the Wild schedule with a little bit of regret.
I knew it.
It's a bucket list item for me to attend the World Juniors. For those that don't know, these are the teenagers that are going to be NHL superstars in the next probably 5 years. It's the ultimate proving ground. It's where Sidney Crosby and some of those big names played. Alex Ovechkin, you name them. To have that in the Twin Cities, to have the kind of hockey you're going to get the chance to see in both Minneapolis and St. Paul. We're going to be watching from the road. It's a huge deal, especially in that Wild locker room. There are so many guys in that locker room, Steve Boyum, Matt Boldy, Brock Faber. They all have so many cool memories from playing in that event. The fact that we get to host, but we're going to be gone the entire time for all of us hockey wonks is totally heartbreaking.
Bro, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I have been told about how important and how big of a deal this is, and I get how big of a deal it is. It's crazy that we're going to be blessed to have it here, but to think that Grand Casino Arena and Mariucci, I mean, just it's going to be so much fun to see all the different countries represented, to see Team USA do their thing. That is going to be a rock star of a week and a half.
Well, and think about the state tournament and how Minnesota hockey fans embrace that entire week and now double it. Because to your point, Henry, it's happening both over in Dinkytown and over in St. Paul. So double it. And then factor in that you've got people coming in from countries all over the world. And it's nationally televised everywhere. Like in Canada, this thing supersedes almost every other sporting event outside the Stanley Cup. So it's an unbelievable tournament. The talent level is ridiculous. So and these are future stars in this league. There's no doubt about it. Every team, if you look at the top end of the roster, there are three or four players that are 100% locks to be NHL stars. And to me, that's the kind of tournament where if you're a hockey fan, you're just going to gobble it up as much as you can see it. You're going to want to be a part of it, and it's going to be incredible for this town.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm going, and I think that – I don't know if it's today or if it was yesterday, but single-game tickets are now being sold, I think, for the World Junior Championships as of right now. And the funny thing is that a couple of months ago, I'm grabbing some groceries from Whole Foods, and I'm talking about the World Juniors, and the guy that looked at me – and was like, dude, you are so lucky to go. It is like the biggest deal in the world was Matt Dumba. Me and Matt Dumba are sitting there in the grocery store talking about it. Yeah, we were talking about it. We just kind of like catching up because it had been a while since I had last seen him. But Dumba was just like ranting and raving. He was like, man, when it's in Canada, it's the biggest deal in the world.
They go crazy. Like it really is insane. And the pressure on these kids as the tournament, it always seems to come down to at some point in the playdowns to the U.S. and Canada. It feels like they always meet up at some point. And that's the big one, right? If you're a hockey player growing up in the States or growing up in Canada, that's the biggest of the big in terms of rivalries. And, you know, Canada, they overthink this thing like you've never seen. Like, they have hour-long pre- and post-game shows. It's the It's the every headline, every sports publication online. It's just 24/7. This is their big week and a half, 2 weeks, what have you. So to have it in the States and to have it where we're having it, just over the border, I can only imagine how many folks from Canada are going to actually come to the Twin Cities to take this in, because it's almost like a national holiday north of the border. These folks don't work for a couple of weeks and just dive in to these world championships. And then when you factor in some of the other countries that will likely have their fans come in, it really and the fact that it's going to be a precursor to some more world action at the Olympics, which, of course, John Hines and Bill Guerin are going to be a part of. It's what a winner we're going to have.
Man, that's crazy. Well, man, it's a pleasure to have you on, KG. I appreciate the time this evening. Hey, they're going to be dropping the puck Thursday, October the 9th, on the road against the Blues. And then, man, I might have to get over to Grand Casino Arena on the 11th when they face Columbus, because a couple of weekends after that, I'm going to be pretty darn busy, but we're going to make some things happen here. Oh, man, we're going to be – there's a nice little home stretch during the course of the Breeders' Cup as well.
I better make plans to join you here on the show the week of the Cup, because
we are
exactly 1 month away from the World Championships, the Breeders' Cup that is at Del Mar. And so we've got a lot to talk about here in the next couple of weeks.
For sure. Hey, KG, man, I appreciate the time, my man.
Thanks, H. Always love talking to you.
All right, that's KG, Kevin Gorg from FanDuel Sports, joining us here on the Lake Show. I went way, way over. We're going to caught up on some bills, and we'll do that right now. I'm ready for the World Juniors. Jersey and all. Ready to rock and roll. I'm dead serious.
This is a premier event that we're going to get.
Oh, you telling me. I'm not saying you telling me like I've been there, done that, because I haven't been there, done that. But I'm doing it. I am doing it.
Dude, it's going to be wild. It's one thing to have an event that we think is cool, but it's another event to attract people from all over the world who are passionate about this. And I think when you've got the facilities that Minneapolis-St. Paul does, and you can have an event like the World Juniors, and you can showcase the facilities, and you've got an NHL franchise as well, like everything to me, it lines up. And I mean, we're the state of hockey, for crying out loud.
Say we are.
I mean, it's self-proclaimed.
We better turn up.
I mean, it's a self-proclaimed state of hockey. I mean, other states have done it better than we have recently, but it doesn't mean they can't. Yeah, they can't have our gimmick. They can't have our gimmick.
I mean, they better not.
This thing's gonna kick butt.
I'm excited, man. I've never been to anything like this. I'm dead serious.
No, I haven't either.
I've been to a million sports events, a gazillion sports events. Mm-hmm. We're talking, just name them. You know, I mean, the best golf events, the best tennis events, the best football, basketball, name it. I have never done World Junior Championships.
It's very niche, but at the same time, those that do it are so passionate. And you love.
And we're going to be unbelievable hosts.
Oh, we absolutely are. I mean, world class facilities. If there's one place that knows about hockey, I mean, we are the self proclaimed state of hockey. So, bring it on. Let's go. No better place in the States than here.
All right. So there's two evenings in particular that I'm circling on the calendar, and it is December the 27th. That's a Saturday. They play Switzerland. The other one is New Year's Eve. They play Sweden. Oh. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go, baby.
Could be all about it.
I'm all about that action. All right, let's take a break. We've got more to discuss on the Lake Show in the final 30 minutes of the show. We're having a tragedy right now with regards to health care in the United States of America. We discuss that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. One of the things that we have to continue to talk about, and I do feel like in the world that we live in, we talk about things through the lens of being in a capitalist society. And, you know, it's funny because when you throw around the socialist and this and that, you know, different terminologies and phrases and stuff like that, people try to make certain things seem like it's so bad.
Like that, yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, I hate that we live in a world where money is just everything. Because we're all going to be different. Like, there are certain people where money is everything to them. And then there are people where, or I'll just speak for myself, money isn't everything to me. Like, I don't aim to be wealthy. I don't think that I'm ever going to be wealthy.
Well, you're in the right industry.
I look at things and I value people over, you know, how much money I can make. Like, I get more out of doing good and helping people and proposing things for the greater good than stuffing extra dollars in my pocket. That's just how I
operate. That's your value system.
That's how I operate. So I'm the type of person that would I be willing to give up certain access to weapons to save children's lives? Yes. Because I think it's more important. Would I be willing to personally pay an extra dollar or two here within reason? Okay. I'm not talking about, because I ain't rich. I don't have money. I'm living day to day like you guys, many of you, to help others make sure that they will have health care? Yes. I am somebody that believes in sacrificing if it means that we're all going to be in a better place. That's me. Now, some of you out there listening could be like, well, you're just a fool. I'll be that fool. That's fine.
All boats rise.
I feel like my life is meaningful, and I have a certain purpose with what I do, okay? But I bring this up because when you see the headlines that we're seeing, when we're seeing the conversations about what seniors in Minnesota are facing with regards to higher monthly premiums and fewer options for Medicare Advantage health insurance plans for the 2026 enrollment period that begins this month, I don't know how certain people can live with themselves. I don't, and this is not just politicians, but also with companies. Like, to think that we are living in a time where we feel like it's okay to gouge Americans over healthcare, where it is okay to have double-digit rate increases. And a lot of this is going to be, it's going to impact all of us, but specifically seniors. It makes me want to puke. The federal government is projecting the average insurance premium for Minnesotans will increase nearly 18% next year. Health Partners, Humana, United Healthcare, they're going to stop selling Medicare Advantage coverage next year in dozens of Minnesota counties, primarily, you know what, outside of the Twin Cities. UCare, the state's second largest Medicare Advantage provider, announced in September it will stop selling the plans statewide. I bring this up because I want people to start giving a damn about everybody. Not about just what I have, not just about my household, not just about what's happening on my block, but for the greater good. I think one of the biggest things that bothers me in the world, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, because it frustrates me and it just really ticks me off. I can't stand selfish ass people. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't. When I was living in Atlanta, and I had a little one small studio, right? My first time off campus, sophomore year, Scandinavian house on Peachtree Street by myself. When my best friend and my two best friends from high school and from college, Julian and Malik, when they were staying together in on the other side of town, right? They were off campus too. They had an apartment themselves. They had a two-bedroom apartment, but I was downtown in my small little studio. Well, when some guys showed up at their apartment, and they showed up at the wrong apartment, they were looking for somebody else mm-hmm. that had money. But they found my guys, and they came in with guns, talking about where the money at, and it's sticking them up and trying to rob them, and they have the wrong guys, and they were scared out of their minds. You know where they came and stayed? They came and stayed with me in my studio. Yeah. And when Julian didn't have a dime, if I had $5, then he had $2.50 of it. If Malik had $10, and it was the three of us, we split that three ways. That's just how I just feel about how I like to interact with people and try to help people. Now, look, we don't live in a utopia. I understand that. I know that we live in a capitalist society. You can't help everybody. We know that there are bad people in the world. We know that people, you talk about the fraud, there are people that are taking advantage in our state.
Absolutely.
And that's an absolute scandal that needs to have severe consequences. But my point is this. It bothers me that we are at a place where we have so many Minnesota seniors that not only are on the verge of losing their health care, but we're going to see people that will continue to have health care, but it's going to be hard for them to pay for it. This infuriates me, man. It really does bug me, because the fat cats, the people with a lot of money, they don't give a damn about the average American.
No,
they really don't.
They don't. What bothers me is that I've had this conversation about being selfish with several people that were at one point very close to me. And we have had several discussions about why are we not thinking of the greater good? And they have told me, I am just thinking about myself. And I absolutely, it saddens me, because that attitude is exactly why we are in this situation. Because everybody's concerned about mine. I got to keep mine. I got to get mine. You can't have mine. To hell with you. I need mine. Don't worry about you. Out in, when you said it's out in rural Minnesota, in outstate Minnesota.
We saw this coming, though. We saw this coming because leading up, we were told that if Trump got in, that, remember, he was talking about, no, you got to take your ass to the damn actual going into the doctor's office, right? So you knew that rural people were going to have to go from where they were, because they were going to have less access, and they were going to have to go in. But it wasn't just going to end there. There were going to be other parts to this that were going to negatively affect them.
Yeah, people that I grew up with, family members, friends, they are all suffering. And some of them voted for this. And it frustrates me, and it makes me sad, because now you got to pay the piper.
Yep.
Ultimately, this is when the bill comes due. Okay. You can defer the payment. You can push the payment off. Now we're going to have that open enrollment, and you're going to see that if you were barely, there are a lot of people out there that are barely scraping by, that are living literally paycheck to paycheck. And now their insurance premiums, higher price point, less options, and all. I'm very, very proud of where I come from, but I'm very, very frustrated with it too, because there's so much that people did not realize. And you mentioned the word utopia. I don't want to see my friends and my family suffer. But I don't know what to do at this point.
Well, this is another thing. And I know we got a break. And then we got one more segment. This is another thing that I'm conflicted here. And I'm open and honest. When I say I'm conflicted, I just keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to see somebody hurting. Okay? I don't want to see that, because in this world, we can all do good with each other. We can all lend a helping hand to each other. We can all be nice to each other. Now, not doing that is a choice, okay? That's a choice that we make. But me personally, I want to be able to help people. But the reason why I say I'm conflicted is because of this. And you guys know I had the trip last week into this week where I was in the Deep South. And the big topic is about farmers and about soybeans. And how much farmers in this country are hurting. They're being crushed right now. Let's just be honest.
Nobody's buying soybeans.
They are being crushed.
Yeah.
Their livelihoods, they are being crushed.
Mm-hmm.
But now people are talking about a bailout, right? So hold on. Which one is it? Are we going to help farmers and give a handout? Let's call it for what it is. Because people are talking about socialism and other. No, let's just call it for what it is. Should I sit here and laugh at farmers struggling when they voted against their best interests? I'm not going to chuckle and I'm not going to laugh. But a part of me doesn't feel as sorry as I'd like to feel sorry for them. Because when people are dumb enough to vote against having their health care, when people are dumb enough and they've been told that if you bring the tariff situation into the mix, it's mm-hmm. going to ruin your business. It's going to ruin the business for your family. I don't want to see farmers hurting, but I hate people being dumb. I just don't understand it.
There are people that are selfish, that think about themselves, that did not think about the problems that were going to encapsulate them down the road. I mean, these are the issues that we knew were going to happen. We saw this coming. And a lot of this, it affects my friends, my family, and I'm sad, I'm frustrated, I'm mad, but there is part of that it's, you kind of brought this on yourself, but it still is
you're facing the consequences. Facing the consequences. But yes. This is the problem, though. Like, the part of me that still looks at it and I feel bad is because deep down inside of my heart, I'm like, it didn't have to be this way.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
Stupid. Coming up next, the final segment of The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, the final couple of minutes here of the show, 651-461-9226. If there's a final caller, we can give you 45 seconds, and you'll be the final call of the night. I'm not wired that way, man. Like, even if you create a bad situation for yourself, and even for all of us, there's a part of me that's going to feel bad that you created that situation. But there's also going to be a part of me that's like, you know what, man? You created this mess for yourself, And now we're all obligated to get you out of it?
I just think it wasn't thinking. It wasn't realizing that actions have consequences.
No, it was thinking. No. It was thinking.
No, I don't think it was.
No, I think it was. I think it was what these people are saying isn't going to affect me. That's how stupid and selfish people are. People are dumb enough and selfish enough to think that the negative consequences that they are being told are going to happen, oh, no, it'll never happen to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, groceries are going to go down immediately. Wars are going to end immediately. How dumb and ignorant are you? Text line from the 612, amen. Text line, another one from the 612. Problem is a lot of people are not aware of actual facts. And I agree with that texture.
The problem is we've come up with the alternative facts. We've got a problem that if somebody does not like what is said, there is always going to be a retort. Instead of looking at something objectively, there's always some sort of, well, yeah, but that's not what I think. That's not what I believe.
People in America nowadays do not know how to be rational, and they lack common sense.
That is
true. And
the
other thing about us as Americans here,
the
people that are in a good position in this country, and they're just kind of snickering, and they're just laughing it up, and they're yucking it up, this is the one thing they don't understand either. The world is laughing at us.
Oh, yeah.
We
are not respected. We are not the hottest nation.
Yeah, I don't think that,
no.
Like, if you're listening to this show, like, you should understand, like, none of us should be on some high horse thinking that we're looking down on anyone. No, everyone around the world is looking at us, and they're like, who are these Yahoos?
We are the meth house underneath the upstairs apartment that is Canada, okay? We are Canada's meth lab right now. We are the house that nobody wants to associate with. We're not respected around the world. We're just not.
All right, we will talk to you guys tomorrow night. Another full show. We'll talk Vikings with Matthew Collar, 7:05. I'll talk to you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.